So what the fuck is this UK? Gone in with this US of A in Iraq and Iran and in Afghanistan. Thus far a day go by without the Israeli Air Force fail to drop its bombs from the sky. How many mothers cry? How many sons have to die? How many missions left to fly over Palestine? Cause that's a matter of fact. It's a pact, it's an act. These are illegal attacks, so bring the soldiers back. These are illegal attacks. It's contracts for contact. I'm saying concrete facts, so bring the soldiers back.
What mean you that you beat my people? What mean you that you beat my people? And grind the faces of the poor.
So tell me just how cool were the Taliban? Sapping in Texas, roaming round in Alexa, sitting on 6 billion oil drums. Down with the Dow Jones, up on the Nasdaq, pushed into the war zones.
It's a commercial crusade, cause only men get paid, and only so many soldiers come home. It's a commando crusade, a military charade, and only so many soldiers come home. What mean you that you leave my people? What mean you that you leave my people? And grind the faces of the poor.
Soldiers, soldiers, size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the fight in the dog on the day or the night. There's no time to reflect on the threat, the situation, the bad nor the fight. These are commercial crusades, cause all the army get paid. These are commando crusades, commando tactical raid. And from the streets and the oil, Tehran and Tel Aviv, bring forth the prophets of the Lord. From day back to spilling buckets with the prophets of greed. These are commercial crusades, commando tactical raids, play military charades.
Yes, sound therapy and Brown, illegal attacks, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield and on matters of a military nature over at the Lincolnshire RAF base as defence workers supplied by Serco are on strike today from midnight, and they'll also be on strike coming Tuesday, the 27th of August. So if anyone listening out there's been at the demonstration at the picket lines there rather today, then good on you. And if you'd like to be at the picket lines at Cranwell, Scampton and Digby on the 27th of August, that's coming Tuesday, then your solidarity will be most welcome. For now, back to the music with the sound of the late great Marvin Gaye. Mercy, mercy me.
All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now, now. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas. Fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost more radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from sand? Can't you stand?
Yeah, sound of Marvin Gaye, mercy, mercy me. And on the subject of the environment, I'd like to talk now about climate change acceleration, which is where the methane in the Arctic is, as we speak, being released as a result of the ice there melting. Now, methane is a powerful greenhouse gas, even more powerful, several times, in fact, more powerful than carbon dioxide. This is going to accelerate global warming, which is already increasing at dangerous levels. And contrary to what many out there may think, global warming does not necessarily lead to long, hot summers. In fact, the past few years, we've seen how global warming has led to very unpredictable weather. It's led, yes, this year we have had a period of hot weather, but we've also had some pretty awful summers and some very cold winters, and they are caused by climate change, which is caused by global warming. So big respect is going out to the anti-fracking protesters who have this weekend been at Balcombe in West Sussex, and the protesters included trade unionists, local residents, environmental campaigners and disabled people against the courts, who've all taken part in a camp-out protest which has stopped them being able to drill for gas, and it's even made Quadrilla, the company behind the fracking, have second thoughts about fracking in that particular area. Now, this is most welcome. It's a minor victory. However, we now need to escalate the protests. We don't just want no fracking in Balcombe or in the beautiful south, as a certain Tory MP said. We want no fracking anywhere, whether it be the beautiful south, whether it be the northeast, whether it be the bleak parts of the northeast or the more beautiful parts of the northeast. We just don't want it. It's causing problems with accelerating climate change. It's poisoning the water. It's messing up a version with the sea circulation. It's causing earthquakes in the areas where it is. We don't want fracking. We need to escalate the protests, not just to say no to fracking, but also say no to all burning of fossil fuels, to say no to nuclear, and to say yes to a million climate jobs working around insulating homes and reducing energy use that way, and also in building wind farms. We need a lot more wind power, and anyone who's seen photos of the fracking sites will see how ugly they are, and all of this crap about windmills being ugly, they're not. The fracking sites are a lot worse, and there's going to have to be thousands of fracking sites across the UK, and this is going to lead to a lot worse effect on the landscape, let alone on the environment, than windmills will. Anyway, back to the music with the sound of the Redskins. This one's going out to everybody who was at the Balcombe protest.
Let's get this situation sorted out.
The power is yours.
Yeah. We're so polite, it makes me want to yay. Oh, we wave the everything we want. Ooh, and take the nothing we already have. I'm waiting on hold for something to blow. All is within reach and as clear as day. Yep, that smallest move remains a mile away. So we while away, though we know we're bits of our bits. Ooh, and it just seems we can't get round to getting round to it. And sometimes it makes me ache more than I can take. Someone once wrote all the world a stage now. Alright, the truth comes written somewhat different on my page. I know this script speaks from the start. Cause ordinary men and women only get supporting parts. And I'm waiting on hold for something to explode. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we spend our lives waiting for someone, someone else, someone else to make a move. We always do that. We always do. We blew it. We blew it. No. We blew it. Always blew it. I know. You know.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. The revolution in Egypt is in grave danger, but it ain't over yet. The army came to power in the name of the revolution, but is now imposing a bloody military dictatorship and bringing Mubarak's people back into the government, media and economy. However, recent months have seen a rise in workers' struggle, which are the only way for the Egyptian revolution to prevail. The army, like Mursi, can never deliver the demands of the revolution for millions of ordinary Egyptians. More than 1,000 people marched through the West Sussex village of Balcombe on Saturday of last week against plans to frack for shale gas. Quadrilla Resources has been drilling an exploration rig in Balcombe in the face of bitter opposition from local residents and a growing camp of direct action protesters. But they have been forced to suspend work due to the protest camp. We need to invest in renewable energy, insulating homes, public transport. This protest shows that people want an alternative. Anti-racists around the country blocked marches by the racist English Defence League, EDL, and Scottish Defence League, or SDL, on Saturday of last week. Unite Against Fascism called the counter-protests against fascist marches in Edinburgh, Portsmouth and Hull. Activists are now preparing to join the UAF march in Tower Hamlets on the 7th of September. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, Scotland Yard is backing a legal challenge to the police marksman who shot and killed Azel Rodney in 2005. Police hope to have the unlawful killing inquiry verdict overturned. The myths and truth about globalisation. Why the market can never sort out the housing crisis. Why thousands of trade unionists and activists plan to march on the Tory party conference in Manchester on Sunday the 29th of September. A historical report on the 1913 Dublin lockout. And a review of the sci-fi film Elysium. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or you can buy Socialist Worker every Saturday in Chesterfield Town Centre, outside Primark, between 11 o'clock and 12:30 p.m. Or you can have Socialist Worker delivered. For more details, contact the paper sale, contact at the branch meetings, or get in contact via www.swp.org.uk. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched by intelligences which inhabited the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the gulf of space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Yeah, the sound there of Jeff Wayne from the new generation of War of the Worlds. Eve of the War or The Chances of Anything Coming from Mars.
On the 12th of August, a huge mass of luminous gas erupted from Mars and sped towards Earth.
Now, of course, as I've been saying, I'd say that the main threat to Earth comes not from Martians or from any aliens, but from our own environmental destruction. Indeed, as the new generation of War of the Worlds show, which was on in Sheffield, was it last year, hinted to the Martians had damaged Mars's environment, which is why they had to invade Earth. Now, thankfully, instead of having to invade Mars or any other planet, we do have a choice. We can stop the environmental destruction now, I'm very pleased about the protest camps which have been set up in West Sussex against the fracking there, and we saw several arrests, including Caroline Lucas, the Green MEP for Brighton Pavilion. I mean, whatever our differences are with the Green Party, I'd definitely say that Caroline Lucas deserves a big cheer for putting her principles on the line and getting arrested at the demo, along with all of the other protesters there who were also arrested. Now, having a Green MP there, as well as the trade unionists and various other local people there, I'd say this definitely gives the lie to the reactionaries who say that protesters are all unemployed or students and should get a job. Very reactionary. However, just as wrong in its own way is a point pointed out in a recent Mirror article, which claims that it was mostly a middle class protest and that the police arrests were as a result heavy handed. Now, I'd say that the arrests of the protesters was heavy handed, whether they were middle class or whether they were working class or whether they were peasants for that matter. There shouldn't be arrests at a peaceful protest, end of. Now, there is a quite long history of camp protests, possibly the most famous being the Greenham Common Peace Camp back in the 1980s against the cruise missiles. And more recently we've seen the Occupy camps, notably the one at St Paul's in London, but also there was one in Sheffield a couple of years ago, was it? Now, these camps, definitely good. I'd definitely have a lot of respect for all of those who took part in them. However, one point about them is that they can be a bit exclusive, in that only those people who've got lots of time on their hands can sort of stay at a camp long enough to protest. Those of us who've got to leave to go to work may find it rather harder to camp out, along with those who've got families or what have you. So, yes, I'd say that camps are definitely a big part of the solution, but they're not the whole part, and they're definitely not the end. I'd say that to stop fracking, we're going to need a mass movement of working class people in particular, involved in marches, or even better, strikes and pickets. A strike by workers who work within the fracking industry could totally shut down the fracking altogether, because however many coppers they send in, without the workers, they can't operate the fracking machinery. And what's more, a mass strike could not only see an end to environmental destruction, it could not only challenge the companies such as Quadrilla, which are involved in environmental destruction, it could challenge the entire capitalist system in the end, and do away with capitalism altogether and give us a more rational system. And next up, we've got the Thief Action track entitled Union Man, Proletarian Man.
You gotta join your union.
Yeah, Sound of Thief Action, Union Man, Proletarian Man, and a big up going out to Union Women and Proletarian Women as well. And next up, I'd like to talk about the comments fairly recently by a member of UKIP, or should that be UKRAP, about women and competitiveness, saying that women shouldn't be in company boardrooms because they're simply not competitive enough. This is, of course, horribly sexist. I mean, even from their own criteria, Maggie Thatcher was as vicious a class warrior as any man. Do we really want competitiveness anyway? I mean, I'd say no. I'd say that we want a society built on cooperation, not cutthroat competition. Indeed, I'm in favour of non-competitive school sports days, for example. And as for his point about should women be on company boardrooms, well, I'd sort of half agree with him in saying no, because I don't want men on company boardrooms either. I don't want any company boardrooms. I want all industry to be run by workers. Working men and working women via elected workers' councils. That would be the only way to not only have fairness for workers, but to have a rational way of doing things, which would end the problems of poverty, problems of unemployment, problems of overproduction and health and safety issues and God knows what else. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Aretha Franklin with the Eurythmics. Sisters are doing it for themselves. Yes, I'm there with Aretha Franklin, sisters are doing it for themselves here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, and we've had an email regarding our programme last week and our comments about Zero Hours contract. It's from Tim at Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre. He says, "Hi all. I just wanted to contribute on something that was mentioned last week in relation to the treatment of people on Zero Hours contracts. Whilst we can clearly identify vile, disgusting treatment of workers both now and in the past, we cannot link the conditions endured by these workers to that of the slave on the plantations. Their conditions were remarkably different in that they had even their names changed to suit their owners. Commonly given the slave owner's surname and any Christian name he felt would suit. Additionally, the slave could not use their native language, religion, culture, or have family ties. Their life expectancy was often as little as 7 years. Moreover, a slave who merely raised a hand as a gesture of saying no could be whipped almost to death. However, it is without doubt that workers and slaves did share common values and were oppressed in some similar manners. Both endured horrific conditions, often working as long as there was light to work by, inadequate food, lack of decent housing and basic to non-existent sanitation treatment. Indeed, there were many documented cases of workers assisting escaped slaves and joining in with slave rebellions. In conclusion, whilst we must always fight against vile, greedy employers who abuse workers' rights, we must not confuse nor forget the barbaric, racist, first mass production system that was the slave trade. It was responsible for the forced removal and death of millions from Africa, and I would argue was the catalyst and bankroller of the Industrial Revolution in this country. The slave trade put the capital into capitalism. Regards and keep on building and fighting against the vile system that oppresses us all, Tim." Well, yes, Tim, you're definitely right there. It is true that we shouldn't really be calling 0 hours contracts slave labour because, as you say, it's not like actual slavery. And indeed, as well as the slave trade in the Victorian era, in the cotton plantations in America and the barbaric treatment of the black slaves, there is indeed slavery does still exist in some countries today, which still needs to be got rid of. So I'd say, fair point, we shouldn't cry wolf about slavery. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Bob Marley, a track about actual slavery. Redemption Song.
Old pirates, yes, they rabbi, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. Songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to marches, meetings, strikes, and any other activity of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. Starting with Tuesday the 27th of August, Serco defence workers at Lincolnshire RAF bases are on strike from midnight all day. If anyone listening can visit the picket lines outside the Cranwell, Scampton and Digby bases, your solidarity will be most welcome there. On Thursday the 29th of August, Chesterfield branch of the Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting on Egypt. This will be held at the Chesterfield Library entrance by the cafe entrance, which is on Beatwell Street and down the steps from the main entrance, at 7:30 p.m. From Thursday the 29th of August through to Wednesday the 4th of September, we've got Reclaiming Our Future, a week of action nationally in defence of disability rights and against government attacks on disabled people, organised by DPAC, that's Disabled People Against the Courts. This includes on Friday the 30th of August, a protest at Chesterfield Atos Testing Centre on Lord's Mill Street. And in London, on Wednesday the 3rd of September, the Freedom Drive March and Rally at Parliament. Fast forward to September the 29th, a Sunday. There's the Save Our NHS, Defend Jobs and Services, No to Austerity demonstration outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester. This has been called by the Unions Unite, Unison and GMB. There'll be coaches from Chesterfield, which will leave Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. For more details or to reserve seats on the coach, email jeaden@tesco.net. That's jeaden@tesco.net. Or phone or text 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party. Yeah, the sound of Ian Stanton, Taking Liberties, and something which is taking liberties in tandem with the government's repressive legislation, such as the anti-terror legislation. Something which is taking liberties in tandem with that is the cuts to legal aid. I mean, we've seen from the arrests this weekend at the anti-fracking protest how political protesters and activists will need to use legal defence, and legal aid is it helps people on low incomes, working class people, to access legal defence when needed. Now we've already seen the government cutting legal aid for civil cases in such a way that this has already had a negative impact on people who need legal aid in, say, cases where they've split up from their partner, so it's adversely affecting, among other things, victims of domestic abuse. But they're going a step further now. There's plans to heavily cut criminal legal aid and bring in a team of on the cheap legal aid lawyers who are subcontracted from, say, you may see Tesco lawyers or McDonald's lawyers or what have you, whoever they give the contract to, rather than allowing this defendants to choose a specialist lawyer, which they may well need in certain cases. I mean, I'd say this is especially dangerous at a time of ever more draconian legislation, such as the Terrorism Act, which in a recent edition of the Daily Mirror, Chakrabarti of the civil liberties group Liberty has pointed out the terrible implications of this, which rather than stopping terrorists, it's instead causing nothing but hassle for innocent Muslims who, for example, want to catch a plane out of the UK. And it's got to the point where Muslims or Asians in general are factoring in delays caused by them being stopped at airports under the Terrorism Act. Now, as well as the government cutting legal aid, I mean, there's the sheer hypocrisy in that they still have money to spend on prosecutions when it bloody suits them and their friends. For example, the case of the woman who was recently in court for taking food which had been thrown out into waste bins from Tesco. And you also have to bear in mind that prosecution has the power to increase sentences. They can appeal, which is why workers need to have legal aid to allow ourselves to appeal. I mean, fair there was a lot of the higher profile cases of the prosecution appealing to increase sentences is people who deserve it, such as Stuart Hall, but trouble is it's a slippery slope, and now they've got the power, they can very easily use it against protesters as well. And as well as new legislation such as the Terrorism Act, there's also a situation known as functionality creep, which is where already existing laws can be used against other crimes. Well, can be used to criminalise rather other behaviour which the government doesn't like. I mean, we're back to the Terrorism Act. We've seen that used to criminalise people who, say, blow the whistle on atrocities within the military and what have you. Now, you also have to bear in mind that the rich still have access to the best lawyers, and these legal aid cuts, they won't stop the likes of McDonald's having future McLibel cases, and it won't stop cases like the Association of Independent Radio Contractors taking pirate radio operators to court to sue them for supposedly lost revenues. It just means that the defendants won't be able to get defence lawyers anymore. So if anything, it's making the law more nakedly a tool of the establishment, the capitalist establishment, and also more nakedly there for the system. I mean, we all know that that's what the law and the police are. They're there for the establishment and for the system. But the cuts in legal aid are going to make it even more nakedly the case. Anyway, back to the music. Sound of Light of the World. The Boys in Blue.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sound of Light of the World, The Boys in Blue. And we're coming towards the end of this week's broadcast from Radio Resistance Chesterfield. Do you have any comments about this programme? You can contact us at irx@souladequate.plus.com. That's IRX at souladequate.plus.com. Or you can phone or text us on 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056. From within Facebook, you can search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like the page, and then either send us a message or post on our wall. The choice is yours. You can make a comment on the broadcast, you can suggest a topic for discussion, you can request or dedicate a song, or if you'd like to make a audio recording of a speech about your own sort of interest, topic of interest rather, or indeed if you're in a band and you've got a song which you'd like to submit to us, then you can put that up on the web somewhere and simply send us by email or what have you a link to the audio, and we'll try to include it on next week's show. Anyway, that's about all from yours truly, Red Ant of Radio Resistance Chesterfield. But back to the topic of legal aid and the bourgeois legal system. It is worth bearing in mind that in the past, just as today, there have been and no doubt continue to be miscarriages of justice, such as famously the case of the Birmingham Six. So I'm going to sign off with the sound of the Pogues and their track about the Birmingham Six, Streets of Sorrow. Catch you next week.
Oh, farewell, Streets of Sorrow. And farewell, you streets of pain. I'll not return to feel more sorrow, nor to see more young men slain. Through the last 6 years I've lived through terror, and in the darkened streets the pain. Oh, how I long to find some solace. In my mind I curse the strain. So farewell, you streets of sorrow. And farewell, you streets of pain. No, I'll not return to feel more sorrow, nor to see more young men slain.
Judges when they rot down in hell. You'll be counting years for 5 and 10.